Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is on gratitude. We kind of missed the Thanksgiving time, so I thought I would catch up with it and go a little deeper into the sound of gratitude. So our intention is to live in gratitude all the time. That's the intention for the show today. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the school. First of all, if you're in the area next Sunday, it looks like, I haven't got it completely confirmed, but it looks like at 4 o'clock next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, we're going to be doing a Crystal Bowl concert ceremony. And it's going to be like $5 to get in. And that'll be for an hour or so, hour and a half. It would be Sunday, December 13th. And we also have some other events happening. We're doing a retreat, actually a sound healing silent retreat here at my new place in the Headlands in Marin County, which is sitting in now overlooking the entrance to the Golden Gate Bridge Bay. I mean, it's unbelievable view here. There's deer everywhere. There's 50 seals just like look down over the cliff like 10 feet from here. Sometimes there's dolphins. It's unbelievably beautiful. We're going to be doing the silent retreat here. And people are required to stay here that night because we're going to not leave. And we're going to be doing, we'll do sound for a bit. And then actually throughout the day, we'll do some sound. We'll just play some sound. And then we'll be quiet for like 3 or 4 hours. And then we'll come back and do a little more sound. And we'll spend time out with the sounds of the ocean. The ocean here is really quite amazing because there's like four areas where the water crashes onto the rocks. So it's kind of a full surround sound here when you just step out the door. And that's going to be January 23rd and 24th. If you're interested, you can contact us and let us know. There's only going to be 5 or 6 people allowed, so it's a really small little retreat here. Then on March 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, we're doing a longer retreat here at the house, which is going to be a sound healing retreat where we're going to go from morning to night each day, and we'll provide food, we'll provide lodging if you want to stay here. You're not required to stay here, but you're welcome to. And that will be covering everything about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We'll be working with sounds with nature, with crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We'll be doing a lot of voice work as well. And so that's, again, March 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. And I don't have it posted. I was going to have it posted by tomorrow. I'll be sending out an email tomorrow if you're on our list, too. So I'll have it posted on the website by tomorrow evening. And again, that one also is only like limited to like 6 people. So these are really small events. Then we've also got, if you ever want to come to San Francisco, if you're not in the area, or even if you're in the area, we are renting out rooms here at the house. It's out in the National Park, right, out by Lighthouse, by Point Bonita. And it's just spectacular here. There's like trails everywhere that are unbelievable, beautiful beaches. I see dolphins out here all the time. And again, there's deer like in the yard all the time here. It's just spectacular. And you got an amazing view of the Golden Gate and the bridge, with the Bay Bridge actually underneath the Golden Gate. Kind of cool. The sunrises here are spectacular. So if you ever want to stay out here, we're renting rooms here that people can rent out for, you know, probably 5 or 6 days max. So our contact info is david@soundhealingcenter.com or 415-777-2486. We also have our next semester the certificate program starting up January 19th. And that's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday night, and some weekends. And it's all about how to use sound with the voice, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, all the technologies. We've got different technologies, how to heal yourself, how to heal others, and at every different level, from frequencies to sounds to musical intervals to music to intention, and about raising consciousness and healing yourself. You get very specific into frequencies, but also very general with just love and light as well. And we got, you know, here at the Institute, we've got about 12 different instructors. We also have the same program online that starts, I think it starts, let's see, and it starts January 5th. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and 6 to 8 p.m. here in San Francisco time. And Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have it with live instructors, or if you can't make a class, you can always watch the videos of the class. So that's also quite effective with the live instructors, where we do toning and chanting and have you practice on other people as well. Really effective, actually. So that's starting January 5th for the Sound Healing Certificate. And both of those certificate programs go into the degree program. The certificate is the first semester of the degree program, so you can continue online or here at the Institute. We also have, starting January 19th, a program completely separate from sound healing, which is the audio recording program. And we teach you how to run the audio programs, mostly Pro Tools, but also what we teach is easily applicable to programs like Ableton Live and Logic Audio. And at the Institute, we've got three recording studios. And also, my book is the number one selling book in the world in audio, The Art of Mixing, where we use visuals to explain different styles of mixes. And we have that program online also starting in January, about January 5th or so. And it works really well. You can see our computer screen. You can hear what I'm mixing. And you can pull up what you've done as well. So it's a very cool program. So all of that starts in January. If you're interested, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or go on line at soundhealingcenter.com to find more info, or call me at 415-777-2486. Let's see, anything else? Oh, yeah, we've got, we've got our store happening. We're going to be having a sale starting on Tuesday. It's going to be 15% off. So that will be for all of our stuff. We've got a huge array of crystal bowls, alchemical bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got my kalimbas. We've got crystal harps. We've got sound chairs and sound lounges, which are unbelievable. They're being used all over now. There's people using them in the Olympic training as well. In Sweden and Norway, the sound lounges are being used in rehab centers. They're being used in gyms. We also have, besides the sound lounge and massage tables, which are in a lot of spas as well, we also have the bass pod, which is a little subwoofer that you handheld. You put it right on the body, and we have frequencies that are really well researched by the Germans that you can put right on the body, and they're really effective for muscles and nerves and tendons and ligaments. And so all of that will be on sale. I've got my book, The Sound Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which is the number one selling book in sound healing as well. We also have other technologies that we sell as well. You can find it at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. We also have different therapies we do online and at the Institute. We can find your soul frequency, where you're at peace, so you know how to get back to stillness. We also can do a voice analysis to find out what's wrong or what's missing in your system. And give in both of those, you get a CD to play with to resonate with what's missing or your soul note. We also have a manual that does voice healing. He's had really a lot of success with cancer patients. So that's at soundtherapycenter.com. Although you can find everything, there's links to everything if you just go to soundhealingcenter.com. So that's what's happening around here. Gratitude. You know, it's often I think of it this way. Bliss. And then come back into our mental body and run gratitude. And then we go into the zone again and bless out. Bliss. And then we come down and run gratitude. Wouldn't it be nice if that's all we ever did? Bliss and gratitude. Bliss and gratitude. Interesting. Gratitude, you know, what we do is we do a whole class on how to deal with challenges and conflict. And we have people tone your soul note, just people tone to be able to create a stable frequency. It's really all about stability and consistency. That's what the spiritual leaders, you can see in them that consistency and stability. And so the higher emotions that we also teach in that class to deal with challenges and conflicts are gratitude, compassion, love, and joy. And those are all consistent vibrations. So, again, gratitude is just a very powerful, stable, consistent vibration. It's interesting, if you think about the frequency of gratitude, you know, over the last 10 years, in our classes, in our open houses, in our events, often we'll have people make the sound of compassion, make the sound of gratitude, make the sound of love and joy. And it's interesting. The lowest frequency is compassion. When I ask people to make the sound of compassion, they often go, ooh, or ooh. People don't normally go, ooh, with compassion. Normally it's more, ooh. When I ask people to make the sound of love, quite a bit higher. People are all over the place, but average is really quite a bit higher. Instead of compassion down here. When I ask people to make the sound of joy, people commonly go really high. But when I ask people to make the sound of gratitude, I find that the average is halfway between compassion and love. It's more like right in between. It's a very, pretty high frequency. But the whole thing is the stability of it. The stability. Also, when you're grateful for something, you're not wishing you had more. That's the big difference. Suffering is when you wish you had more. Suffering is also when you find that you don't like something. Because then you want to get away from it. Until you get away from it, you can't be at peace when you've defined it as bad. Suffering also happens, though, when you have things, when you get something, suffering can happen because you are now afraid of losing it. Find a perfect love. It's just incredible. And now you're afraid of losing it. But now you're suffering. So it's gratitude is just simply the cool thing is that sound and that energy completely supports your health. It supports your heart rate, your blood flow through your circulatory system. It supports your nervous system. It supports every system, especially supports your digestion. It's really a healthy vibration because of the consistency and stability, which is the definition of peace. Peace is just a consistent vibration. Not 100% stable. It still breathes a little bit, but really consistent. Because now that we know what's coming up next, we're at peace. And if anything, we have to deal with anything, like any challenge or conflict, we're at a peaceful place where we have more capacity. So it's interesting, you know, if you haven't made a gratitude list, it's really interesting to go through all the things we're grateful for, because when you do it, you really realize how much, how abundant, how incredible this planet is, how incredible life is, and all the challenges and conflicts just seem minuscule compared to the amazing abundance we have. Let's go through the list, and we'll play with the sound of gratitude here as well. You know, it's interesting. I've done this many times, and I've even got a video on YouTube that if you do a search for sound of gratitude, it will come right up. It's the image for it is of a bunch of little kittens, and in that video, I actually list all the different things that we're going to go through tonight. And then we have the class actually toning gratitude for 10 minutes. And it's about 30 people toning gratitude. It's very powerful. If you'd like to check that out, just again, do a search for sound of gratitude. But in that video, there's one thing I left out that is huge around gratitude. And it's such a major one. I can't believe I left it out. Although it's interesting, when I ask people in class or in workshops, you know, to bring up all the things they're grateful for, it's rare that anybody brings up this really huge one. And that is, I've never been hungry a day in my life. Maybe when I was fasting. Maybe when I couldn't get back from a hike quick enough. Goodness gracious. You know, I've never been hungry ever. I've never been starving ever. And there are millions of people that can't say that. I mean, if you ever feel bad about anything and you can't think of anything to be grateful for, that's a really good one to go to right there, that you're not starving. It's huge. It is so huge. I mean, really, when you get down to it, it's really gratitude for life in its most basic form. This breath. and this breath. And this one. And really, one of the most amazing things about life is our emotions and all the things that we feel. There's a thing, this video series with Corey Good on Guy MTV. He's supposed to, he has actually been in a secret space program that's been put together by our government. And he says that the aliens say that they've been doing DNA manipulation, actually a lot of it very positive, for millions of years on humans. Great, huh? And so he says, because of it, we have more emotional capacity than most aliens, actually. And that's why a lot of people like to incarnate on this planet, is because of the huge emotional capacity to be able to feel so much, such a wide range of feelings and emotions. Such gratitude for that. Even if you're not feeling well, you can have gratitude for the health that you have. If you, there are 70 trillion cells humming quite nicely in the body. Even if you've got a disease, there's probably still 60 trillion happening, probably more than that. So you can always have gratitude for the health that you have. Oh my God, all these other emotions. Gratitude for love. All the love you've ever felt in your life. Gratitude for those goosebumps and chills. Waves of energy flowing through the body. Just like, whoa, that is so cool. Gratitude for beauty. All the beauty in the world. All the happiness you've ever felt. All the joy. Gratitude for all the compassion in the world. Gratitude for every emotion. And there's gratitude for the people we love, family, loved ones, mates, or just gratitude for all beings, gratitude for babies. Huge gratitude for babies. What would we be without babies? Especially gratitude for any caring that anybody does, especially any caring that is done freely without expectation of any return. Unconditional love. There are so many people on this planet working so hard to help others, to make this a better world. So much gratitude for them. Let's go ahead and play the song with the whole class toning gratitude. And think about what you're grateful for and tone along with this as we listen to others toning the sound of gratitude. Get it in your body. tranquility and peace. And there's gratitude for all the things we have. It's fine. Gratitude for our home. Keep us warm and dry. God, gratitude for hot and cold running water in the home. And, oh my God, a hot shower. I've got a hot shower in my home. Oh my God. What gratitude. Even for my car, I have gratitude. But also especially for this body. Gratitude for my heart. Gratitude for my touch, my smell, my sight, my hearing. And we have gratitude for doggies and kitties and all the animals in the world. But then there's the huge one. You know, I was talking to my friend about why do people come to this planet? There's so much suffering here. So much sadness. There's so much killing and war and greed and selfishness. Oh my God. Why do people come here? My friend said, it's paradise here. We just forget how amazing a paradise it is here. Corey Good said there's been wars for millions of years of aliens taking over this planet. Millions of years. Hundreds of millions of years, actually. In this whole solar system, actually. Because it's paradise. I mean, oh my God. The nature here is unbelievable. We just went to Yosemite recently. Oh my God. Where I'm living right here. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. It's paradise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Not to mention all the stars and especially, oh my God, I want to have gratitude for the sun, for the life giver, the life giver. I can have gratitude for light. Gratitude for frequencies. Then we have gratitude for the trickiest part of all, the things we don't like. That's the challenge, to be grateful for the things we don't like, for noise, city, distortion. All the pain, all the challenges and conflicts, which often fall into three categories: health, wealth, and relationships. Just about covers it all. We could have challenges with earth changes or hurricanes or tornadoes or drought or all types of things. Pole shifts, right? They have challenges with loud sounds. But to be grateful for those, that is amazing. And the reason you do it is so that you can be at peace, so you can be in that consistent, stable frequency instead of entrained into this sucks. That vibration of this sucks is not good for your body. It breaks your body down. When you have run gratitude, it creates health. That's why you do it. you know, having gratitude for all those challenges, especially people that you feel have hurt you, so to speak. I say so to speak because no one ever hurts anybody. Our spirit is always perfect, and we learn from it. The Dalai Lama says, by hurting themselves, when somebody hurts you, they're hurting themselves, right? They're creating karma. And they're providing you an opportunity to learn compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it. You need to practice it. So they're giving you an opportunity when they hurt you to learn compassion. So they're sacrificing themselves for you. You can be grateful to them. You know, some people say, if it doesn't kill us, it makes you stronger. Sometimes it does kill us. But it's not only that it makes you stronger, there's actually a lot more. I looked up the whole thing on trauma, growth from trauma, and this is what it says. Really excellent. When you make it through any challenge and don't die, the complex set of changes fall into five domains. One is increased appreciation of life. Even if you don't meet the challenge, if you just simply make it through alive, even if you don't do well with it, you still have an increased appreciation of life often. Often it leads to warmer relations with others. You have more compassion for people that are going through similar suffering. There's a recognition of new possibilities in one's life. Possibility of living a different way, the possibility of being able to deal with challenges. And you have a greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development. Often there's an increased compassion, there's increased capacity for forgiveness and humility. The people who have the most compassion and that have jobs where they're helping others, that the ones that are the best are the ones who have gone through already the challenges that they're helping the people with. So if you have any major challenges that you've overcome, really think about making that your job to help others with that. There's also, with overcoming a challenge, there's an increased desire to understand things. Especially, even if you don't do well, there's definitely an increased desire to understand them, but also a deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things. And finally, you become more aware of the limitations of your own knowledge. All of these are positive things that you can be grateful for. So every challenge is not just making you stronger. It's doing all of these things. It's like 10 things there that are really incredible. So you can always have gratitude for any challenge. So check this out. Think about your biggest challenge and conflict you have in your life right now. Maybe two or three. Think about several of them if you have many that come to mind. And then think about how could you be grateful for this challenge? Even to the extreme, if someone kills a family member that you love or kills your loved one. Well, that's intense, huh? How can you be grateful for that? I expect you to be grateful up front. That's really super conscious. But ultimately, be grateful for any challenge because of how it transforms you. Into a deeper, more powerful person. Even be grateful for Hitler. Alice Bailey says, World War II opened more hearts than the planet has ever had open. Because so many people died, so many people knew people that died. There were 30 million people died in World War II. So many people knew people that died. Their hearts were blown open for all the suffering that happened for it, too. A lot of anger, but still a lot of hearts open. Because anytime anybody dies, we have built-in compassion. It could be gratitude. You can have gratitude for anything. It may be tricky. And if you can't find it, you can always default to gratitude for love, for what you've got, gratitude for never starving, gratitude for your shower, gratitude for animals, gratitude for all the things we have, instead of going to anger or upset. But if you can find gratitude for every frustration, every aggravation, every irritation, every disturbance, every annoyance, every nuisance, every disappointment, every dissatisfaction, gratitude for anger, gratitude for resentment, gratitude for pain, gratitude for fear, gratitude for suffering. Not that we want to bring any of that on. No way. But once it's here, what it's teaching us, we hold gratitude for it all as it helps us to grow and learn peace in the midst of a storm. Then you're in bliss all the time. You can have gratitude for all that. Oh my God. You're in bliss all the time. And then have gratitude for gratitude. Gratitude for no reason at all. Imagine living the rest of your life in the frequency of gratitude. May it begin now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's listen to the water of life and hold this gratitude for the rest of the evening, the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of your life, every lifetime. The water of life is about bringing unconditional love into your heart. Ultimate gratitude for all. Enjoy.